Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of The Weekly Dose, where we bring you the top stories from patient care online to keep you current on the latest research and clinical insights. Let's get started. We begin with new findings on heart rhythm disturbances. A study of more than 1,000 middle-aged adults with no known cardiovascular disease found that subtle arrhythmias, like supraventricular tachycardia, atrial fibrillation, and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, were more common than expected. Prevalence rose sharply beginning in the early 50s, and risk increased steadily with age and lower fitness. Investigators say these irregular heartbeats may be an early warning sign of cardiovascular disease before symptoms appear, essentially the heart whispering before it shouts. From early cardiac signals to prevention, another study looked at influenza vaccination in older adults. Researchers compared high-dose inactivated vaccine with standard dose formulations in more than 330,000 participants. They found fewer hospitalizations for myocarditis and pericarditis in the high-dose group, 19 events compared with 35 in the standard dose group. That translates to nearly 46% relative effectiveness. Rates of adverse events were low and similar across both groups, reinforcing the safety and benefit of high-dose influenza vaccination for this population. Now let's shift to diet, where adoption of salt substitutes remains surprisingly low in the U.S. An analysis of national survey data spanning nearly two decades showed that fewer than 6% of adults reported using them at any point. Even among patients with hypertension, use rarely exceeded 10%. The numbers peaked just over 5% in the mid-2000s, then dropped to around 2.5% in recent years. For clinicians, this highlights a major opportunity to reinforce the benefits of sodium reduction and encourage practical alternatives for patients managing blood pressure. Turning to reproductive health, a large Canadian cohort study examined the impact of CT scans performed before conception. Among more than 5 million pregnancies, women with prior CT scans had higher risks of both pregnancy loss and congenital anomalies. The risk rose with a number of scans, an 8% increase with one scan, and nearly 20% with three or more. While the study doesn't confirm causality, it reinforces the importance of considering alternative imaging strategies for women planning pregnancy. And finally, a global look at diabetes care revealed persistent gaps across the cascade of diagnosis and treatment. In 2023, only about 56% of people with diabetes worldwide knew they had the disease. Of those diagnosed, more than 90% were treated, but fewer than half achieved optimal blood sugar control. That means only about 1 in 5 individuals with diabetes globally had their condition under control. Regional differences were stark, with Central Sub-Saharan Africa showing the lowest diagnosis rates. The findings underscore the need for stronger systems to detect and manage diabetes worldwide. That's our roundup for this week, from early cardiac warnings and vaccine safety to dietary habits, reproductive risks, and global diabetes care. Thanks for joining me for the Weekly Dose. For full details on these studies and more, visit patientcareonline.com.